Good morning and welcome to Daily Sabbath. In the month of April, we are celebrating environmental justice, and in honor of that, we are not using bulletins for the month of April. So this morning, we will be doing our morning praise service as we usually do, so I invite you to find the blue book and open up to number one, and we'll just go straight through the service as it is in the blue book. Let us begin.
Be shall be, fill me once more. prayer with and for the earth. We give away our thanks to the earth, which gives us our home. We give away our thanks to the rivers and lakes, which give away their water. We give away our thanks to the trees, which give away fruit and nuts. We give away our thanks to the wind, which brings rain to water the plants. We give away our thanks to the sun, who gives away warmth and light. All beings on earth, the trees, the animals, the wind, and the rivers give away to one another, so all is in balance. We give away our promise to begin to learn how to stay in balance with all the earth. This is our prayer. We trust it is God's desire.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I should remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe it in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to someone untimely born, he also appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Mother, Father, God, universal power, remind us daily of the sanctity of all life. Touch our hearts with the glorious oneness of all creation as we strive to respect all the living beings on this planet. Penetrate our souls with the beauty of this earth as we attune ourselves to the rhythm and flow of the seasons. Awaken our minds with the knowledge to achieve a world in perfect harmony, and grant us the wisdom to realize that we came from heaven on earth. Amen.
Some special guests with us on campus. And if you want to just turn around, Lisa, and show them your t-shirt. Lisa is with Save the Boundary Waters, and she and her friends Iggy and Aaron are riding across the state of Minnesota. They started in Winona, and they're crisscrossing the state, stopping at as many college campuses as possible. So they're here with us today. And we are going to offer a special blessing for Lisa and Iggy and Aaron and their bicycles and their ride. And after we do that, I will invite you to sit down and enjoy our postlude of the Bell Choir. And then if you would like to learn more about their ride and their journey and what they're asking our government to do for the Boundary Waters, they are located in the Student Center down by the Courtyard Cafe. They've got a table, they've got a great canoe that you can sign your name on, as well as petitions and stories to share. So we offer this blessing. We are grateful for these riders, Lisa and her friends Iggy and Aaron, as they bike across the state raising awareness for the protection of the Boundary Waters canoe area, wilderness, and watershed. In gratitude, we offer this blessing. God bless these bikers and their bikes. Bless the wheels that move upon your good creation. May the roads be safe and the weather fair. May these riders meet new friends and allies everywhere. May their legs and lungs be strong and their hearts be courageous and joyful. May their journey through this beautiful state ignite the passions and support of citizens and politicians. May they reach their destination with energy to spare. And may all the people they have met continue to advocate for the protection of this land that we love. Amen. I invite you to be seated for our postlude.